Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Carrie Sagel and Jessica Uramia here to talk about the Statewide Library Conference that's going to be hosted here in Sitka at the end of the month, March 26th through the 28th. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Erin.
Yeah, welcome. Well, thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah. Pleasure to have you both. So it's been quite some time since the Statewide Library Conference has been hosted here in Sitka. We were saying before we came in about 25 years?
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Yep. 2001.
So refresh your memory. What is the Statewide Library Conference? What is this conference about?
Well, it's an annual event that happens every year. It cycles through some of the big towns like Anchorage and Fairbanks and Juneau. And then about every 4 years, they try and pick a smaller community around the state. And so Sitka, we stepped up for this conference this year. And it is really, it's connecting colleagues together for continuing education. We have librarians from public schools, tribal, and academic, as well as just public librarians who will be attending. And so it's really neat because we are so spread out and we hardly ever get a chance to come together and work together and see each other face to face. So everyone really looks forward to it. There's a lot of good energy charged around it.
Yeah, we always have Zoom, but it's nice to see someone who's more than just a floating head on a screen. Mm-hmm. I feel like collaboration and idea creation is a lot easier when you're in person together.
Yeah, and you know, it's very inspiring. That's what I always feel about conferences. I love to see what my colleagues are doing and become inspired and see what kind of cool ideas you can take from conference and how you can bring that home and how it can work in your community. So it's a really fun time.
And so you've got speakers coming in to talk from around the state and sounds like around the country as well, who are coming in to give their two cents on and ideas for libraries and their many gifts to the community.
Yeah, well, we'll have 36 talks. Wow. Spread out over 3 days. And then our four keynote speakers, we're having the president of the ALA, Sam Helmet, come. Children's author Tom Crestedina, and as well as Tella Adson and Tessa Holes. So those will be the four kind of really well-known and, you know, authors that'll be speaking there. So
your big headliners.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on the marquee. Excellent. And because you were saying earlier before we came on air of kind of a little pat on the back for how Sitka is kind of talked about of people remember the last time Sitka was the conference hoster, or conference host, I guess, that it's more than just the conference when people come into Sitka. It is an experience. So there's a lot of things happening in and around the conference beyond just the speakers, beyond just the lectures.
Yeah, well, so one of the things is, Carrie, did you want to talk about the auction at all? Or I don't know, that's something that's really cool because we have so many people donating from town.
There's so much work to put on a conference, so the Friends of the Library agreed to take on the piece of an online auction. And why I'm here is we're inviting Sitka to participate.
Oh, excellent.
Online auction, charity auctions today, and I have a tiny URL which I'll read, but there will be other ways that we get this information out to people. tinyurl.com/ACLA auction 26. So it's one of those things where you have to register to participate. But once you've registered, you get updates on your bids. We're so excited. 65 items, jewelry, bookish items, and a lot of local and Alaska art from people that you know, Allison Spurlock, Ray Troll, Dale DeArmond. I would love to talk about a couple of
the pieces. Absolutely, yeah.
Robert Rose is donated a covered jar called Humpback Whale, a large covered jar with a beautiful humpback whale. And you're going to want to get on and look at that. Margie Esquiro made a lap road call, black and white and red all over. And then librarians across the state did a sampler quilt that will be on auction. Two last things I'd like to talk about is a wool braided rug from our own board member, Cleo Berlinski, and then a dry robe. You know, plunging is like all the the rage.
Right, and we had one, a community-wide one just yesterday.
And imagine getting out and having a nice dry rope to wrap around yourself. And not only will the auction be online, but the physical items will be available for looking at. And we're inviting the public to come in on Friday and Saturday to take a look at that. Friday from 10 to 4. Saturday from 10 to 12. And at 12, the auction ends, and then you have 3 hours to come and pick up your winnings. Now, that's a lot of information. I'll be creating a flyer, getting it out on chatters, getting it out all sorts of places where you have a more visual representation of what's happening.
Got it. And yeah, this is not happening until end of next week. So people have
lots
of time for that. So for this auction, where does the money raised in the auction, where does that end up going to?
It goes back to the association that puts on the conference, ACLA, for the purposes of conference, to make sure that person that's in a really remote place has ability to get a scholarship to come to next year's conference.
Oh, wonderful. And goodness, yeah, from 60, you said 60 plus different items
yes.
for auction from people in Sitka, from librarians all over the state. So
yes.
items you probably wouldn't get access to otherwise if you
no,
were coming
and, in. And very definitely some librarian bookish items like, who would want that? Well, a librarian would.
This is a very niche market that some of it's being catered
but
towards.
A lot's not niche. A lot yeah. is directly just what Sitka loves.
Perfect. Well, wonderful. So more information will be forthcoming with flyers and whatnot. But yeah, the tiny URL for registration, tinyurl.com/ACLA. That's A-C-L-A.
A-K-L-A.
Excuse me, A-K-L-A. Thank you. A-K-L-A Auction 26. But keep
we'll
your eyes
out
for flyers. Perfect. Oh, my gosh. So we have got the public can get involved in supporting this conference through the auction, as well as getting some cool stuff. But there's these other kind of peripheral events to the conference that not only do attendees to the conference get to enjoy, but some of them Sitkins can pop in on as well.
Yeah, so we have a whale watch tour where Sitkins can get some tickets for, and that is happening on Thursday, March 26th from 2 to 4, and tickets, we have it for $65, so it's a really neat, very affordable way to get out and see the natural wonders around here and also support ACLA, and that was sponsored by Allen Marine Tours, and also for Sitka Rotary Club helped us with that. We also have a furry friend cafe that we're going to have happen on Saturday, and that's where the Friends of the Sitka Animal Shelter, they'll be bringing down some dogs, and conference goers will be able to come in and just kind of just decompress, and just if you know when you feel stressed out, it's good just to be around an animal or a dog, and so they'll get this opportunity. And the public can, if they're at the library, they can walk on into. It's going to be in the library in the multi-purpose room, so the public can check some animals out and some animals that are looking for a home there, and that'll be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I think any time to spend time with sweet puppies and dogs that need a home.
Yes.
That's stress relief for anyone. Even if you're having a very relaxing day, you can say, oh, yes, I'm stressed because I had to leave my house today. That's a good reason to go in and play with puppies.
That's right.
All right. So we have the wildlife cruise that's happening. That's on Thursday, the 26th. We have the Furry Friends Cafe on Saturday. We also will be able to hear some of the really awesome speakers that are coming in.
Yeah, we're super excited that Tessa Holes, she has a graphic memoir called Feeding Ghosts, and it has won so many awards. And this, her talk will be open to the public. The fee is $20, tickets at the door. And she is a Pulitzer Prize winner. She's also a National Books Critics Circle John Leonard Prize winner. She had got the 2025 Anisfield Wolf Prize, the Libby Award, Eisner Award, Kirkus Nonfiction Prize finalist. She's been long listed for the Carnegie Medal. She's shortlisted for the Pacific Northwest Book Award. She's been named Best Book of the Year. That book has from Times, Forbes, NPR, and there was just a whole long list that just kept going.
Oh my goodness.
All for this book, and she's here in Sitka, and people get the opportunity to come here and talk. We're very excited.
Our book club has pivoted to read that book in time to take advantage of this opportunity the community has to go see her speak.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
That's an awesome opportunity. And so when will she be speaking? She's kind of the end note speaker for the conference?
Yes, so she is going to be speaking at 4:00 on Saturday. And so it'll be tickets on sale right there. We'll just be taking cash only, so $20. And come get the opportunity to come on in and see her.
Excellent. So yeah, $20 just at the door at Harrigan Centennial Hall, 4 p.m. on Saturday the 28th for Tessa Holes. Mm-hmm. And again, for the wildlife cruise, that's the other thing that you'll want to get tickets in advance. That's not an at the door sort of endeavor.
Yeah. Tickets in advance and come on down to the library. You can, if you, for cash, you can, go ahead and take your money right there, and you can also do it online, and we have a link that we'll give you if you want to use a credit card.
Perfect. Well, so exciting things happening in Sitka, and then of course we'll have all of the many librarians from across the state who will be coming in to learn a lot, share with each other, and get to enjoy not only these but all the other events you've set up for them to enjoy too. Gosh, when you only have, you know, one time out of the year to actually see your colleagues in person, got to make an event out of it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. And also a reminder that there's also the Friends of the Library auction for helping to support this conference. That you can sign up for at tinyurl.com/AKLA auction 26. You can actually see these items at the conference at Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday from 10 to noon. The auction will be live during that time, so don't dilly-dally. But thank you both, Carrie and Jessica, for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.